Audio Renaissance presents Tyrannosaur Canyon by Douglas Preston. Read for you by Scott Sowers.
Prologue. December 1972. Taurus Littrow Valley, Mare Serenitatis, the Moon. On December 11, 1972, the last manned Apollo mission to the Moon touched down at the Taurus Littrow landing site, a spectacular mountain-ringed valley at the edge of the Sea of Serenity. The area promised to be a geological wonderland of hills, mountains, craters, debris fields, and landslides. Of particular interest were several curious impact craters that had punched deep holes in the valley floor, spraying breccia and glass across the valley. The mission had high hopes of returning with a treasure trove of lunar samples. Eugene Cernan was the commander of the lunar module and Harrison Jack Schmidt its pilot. Both men were ideally suited for the Apollo 17 mission. Cernan was a seasoned veteran of two prior missions, Gemini 9 and Apollo 10, while Schmidt was a brilliant geologist with a Ph.D. from Harvard who had been involved in planning earlier Apollo missions. For 3 days, Cernan and Schmidt explored Taurus Littrow with the help of the lunar rover. On their first venture across the lunar landscape, it became obvious to all that they had hit the jackpot, geologically speaking. One of the most exciting discoveries of the mission, and one that led indirectly to the mysterious find at Van Sorg Crater, occurred on the second day at a small, deep crater known as Shorty. As Schmidt got out of the rover to explore the rim of Shorty, he was astonished to see that his